So let's talk more about single species conservation, as it is often the focus of conservation efforts to bring back a species from the brink of extinction. And in general, single species approaches can be categorized as either in situ, meaning on site or in the actual habitat where that species occurs, or ex situ or off site. So examples of in situ include parks and hunting bans, any kind of thing that actually tries to protect the species while it's present in its habitat. And ex situ includes things like zoos, seed banks, and captive breeding facilities. So the two approaches, although they're important, they're both important in different contexts. In situ in general tends to be a less expensive way of protecting a species than ex situ facilities that require very special conditions and construction in order to house the species in question. In situ approaches protect not just the species, but the habitat that they're found in. So there's a lot of ancillary benefits for other species and the whole ecosystem that relies on it. And furthermore, keeping the species on site or in its habitat means that it's still able to fulfill its niche or its ecosystem function. Whereas if you take it out of its habitat, of course, you're disconnecting it from the role it plays in that community. The problems with in situ conservation, things like parks and hunting bans and other ways to manage a species on site, is that they can be challenging to monitor, particularly in very large areas with small populations. It can be difficult to monitor those areas. And of course, you need funding to enforce the reduction of threats like hunting that might be causing the endangerment or threat of that species to begin with. So you really have to think about, if you're going to try to conserve a species in its natural habitat, how you're going to reduce the threats that led to it being threatened in the first place. Ex situ, on the other hand, as I said, are tend to be a lot more expensive. You have to build a particular facility. They focus, of course, on conserving the species only, not the habitat. So that's a problem because you're not actually doing anything to protect the ecosystem. However, you're taking that species out of a place where it could be very, very threatened. And sometimes addressing threats, you just don't have time to take care of all the threats that have created the problem in the first place. And there may be an urgent need to take that species off-site in order to prevent its extinction. When you have a species off-site in a zoo or in a captive breeding facility, of course, these are easier to monitor and enforce and less of a chance that you're going to be conflicting with the local population that's causing the threats, whereas in a park, you know, you might have human conflicts that you have to deal with. So there's pros and cons of both, and we'll talk about each a little bit more.